Creative Time Management for Food Service Professionals, an NRN column by Jim Sullivan. Malcolm Forbes maybe said it best, there is never enough time unless you're serving it. Time is a food service manager's greatest ally or adversary. The very names we ascribe to food service categories like quick service, fast casual, and to-go speaks volumes about the critical role that time plays in our fast-paced industry's success or failure. But unlike other resources we have at our disposal, time can't be bought or sold, borrowed or stolen, stockpiled or saved, manufactured, reproduced, or modified. All we can do is make use of it. And whether or how or if we use it well, time nevertheless slips away. We all get an identical allotment, 24 hours in a day, 1,440 minutes between midnights, no less, no more. So how do high performers seemingly manage the same 24 hours better to achieve greater results? And can time even truly be managed? Well, start here. The fact is, you can't manage time. You can only manage activities or tasks. So for the next 7 days, keep a detailed log of what activities came your way and which ones you decided to spend your time on. Were you focusing on the right things, activities that move your business forward, or were you constantly reacting, putting out fires that preventive coaching would have eliminated? Being focused, having an organized workspace, aligning quarterly plans to period execution, and just saying no to distractions that pull you off task are critical skills that are chronically undertaught and sorely overneeded by food service supervisors. Every day, ask yourself three questions. What is truly important right now, considering what my time is worth? Number two, what is not getting done while I'm busy doing this other thing? And three, what will happen or not happen if I fail to get this done? Now, consider the next point. Planning precedes performance. The managers who complain loudest about time scarcity usually are the least productive and also have the most disorganized calendars. Most performance problems are rooted in poor planning and unfocused prioritizing. If your managers are underperforming, look first and foremost at how they're allotting and spending their time. Allow only necessary and productive tasks into your day. You, not circumstances, choose daily between allowing either necessary tasks, like reports, running the shift, feedback to supervisors, and staff training, or unnecessary tasks, like web surfing, computer games, fantasy football standings, checking personal email into your schedule. Allow only the important necessary things into your schedule. Eliminate unnecessary tasks from your workday, and you'll create extra chunks of time to get the most important things done.